Another fascinating way of looking at how we can receive more light is to ask the question, does Kabbalah believe in fate or free will? Is our destiny already set, or do we have the free will to change things at any moment? The answer to this question is both. The Kabbalists explain that before we came into this world, our entire life was already scripted as one movie. Everything. Every person we're going to meet, every person we're going to fall in love with and fall out of love with. Every sneeze, every cold, every heartache, every business transaction, every business failure. Imagine going to a movie theater that's playing 9 different movies. You go see one movie. You sit down and you're enjoying yourself. All of a sudden you realize you don't like this movie. You don't like the actors. You don't like the acting. It's not your style. Can you change the actors? Can you now go and change the script or change the lighting or change the sound? No, it's already scripted. If you don't like the movie, what can you do? Leave the theater, go to the next movie. In that movie, it's also already scripted, but it's a better movie. Our free will in life is not to change the actors, but rather to shift to a new movie, a new destiny, where the same actors might be there, but it's a little different. It's a little better. And we call this parallel destinies. Every time a challenge comes up and you transform your reactive behavior, you shift to a new movie, but it's a better movie. And every time you're reactive, your fears come up, anxiety comes up, you feel lack, and you react to that lack. You steal energy, you get defensive, you say something you shouldn't say, you eat something you shouldn't eat, you escape, you shut down, you become angry, you become judgmental, whatever it is, you shift to a lower movie. It may not look like anything changed, but in this lower movie, it's a little more chaotic. We choose the chaos. We choose the order. We choose to shift up or we choose to shift down. People need to know that they have the power. They have the power and no one can control them. We give too much control and power to people. That's our problem. Can darkness and light coexist? No. So, if you're having darkness, turn on the light.